I have mentioned on previous episodes that I'm a big fan of books. I like to read. And irrespective of how busy life gets, I always manage to wiggle a bit of reading into each day, often at the end while everyone is in bed, and I have only myself to answer to. Years ago, I used to read even more, though I still managed to eke out something like 4 to 6 novels a month, in addition to some lesser content books, magazines, and a number of sites online that I visit with some regularity. I saw a nationwide survey not long ago that said the average American reads about 4 books a year, so I guess that puts me a little above average, though far short of what some folks accomplish. Theodore Roosevelt, for example, was known to read 3 to 4 books per day, in addition to living a highly active lifestyle. I read from many genres, and if anything, my palate for what I read has expanded through the years. One genre that has grown on me with time, though I'm still pretty selective about what I read from it, is the Western, my grandpa's one and only genre, though he was a voracious reader as well. Ever read Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry? Have you ever seen the miniseries based upon it? Both of them are truly outstanding. Both would easily crack my top 5 in their respective categories. There are so many terrific lines in that story, whether you choose to reference the book or the movie. One of them came to mind for me earlier this week, as I was attempting to hunt caribou on the Nishigak Peninsula. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. During one of the many exchanges between the story's two protagonists, Woodrow Call and Augustus McCrae, Call is taking something of a pessimistic view about a woman they had both known, ducking a question that had been put to him, and offering up an opinion about her death, which is not at all about which McRae had been trying to make a point. In exasperation, McRae says to Call, "Woodrow, you just don't ever get the point. It ain't dying I'm talking about, it's living." The point he was trying to drive home was, it's about how we live the life we've been given that counts. That's the same point President Theodore Roosevelt was trying to say when he said, "Far better is it to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy nor suffer much, because they live in a gray twilight that knows not victory nor defeat." Okay, so maybe that's a little over the top, a slight exaggeration of circumstance as it pertains to everyday life. But as we go about our day-to-day lives around Bristol Bay, experiencing an unbelievable wealth of blessings, both large and small, I do think it's worth keeping in mind the many things that count as triumphs, according to Roosevelt, and those things that point towards living, as stated by Augustus McCrae. That caribou hunting trip gave me many chances to smile over the course of the day. Did I harvest a caribou? No, not even close. We literally traveled through fog that offered less than 100 yards of visibility all day long. I had a better chance of accidentally running over one than I did of seeing one and shooting it. Also, the bar that has my hitch on my snow-go broke, necessitating an in-the-field repair that actually lasted for 50 miles. Oh, and I broke the stock on one of my rifles. So why was I smiling throughout the day? Why wouldn't I have been smiling? I was doing something I love doing, hunting, for an animal I enjoy as table fare, caribou, and doing so while traveling in a way I really like, snow machine, in the company of good friends in the best place in the world to live, Southwest Alaska. If you can't smile over a passel of blessings like that, then you're probably a card-carrying pessimist. A broken stock? No worries. A new one can be purchased. A failed hitch? Not a problem. A new one can be constructed. But laughing with friends while spending time hunting in Alaska? That's worth far more than I could put a price tag on. So let's talk about a few random things tied to living, and appreciating the chance to do so. I have mentioned on here before that I love my job. This is not me yammering on for effect. I truly love my job. In fact, I've been blessed to have liked pretty much every job I've ever had, though this is hands down the best. One of the most sincere pieces of advice I have ever passed along to every class I ever taught is this. Pick something you like to do with your life, and you'll find that every part of your life is happier. I truly believe that. Theodore Roosevelt had a quote about that as well. Far and away, the best prize that life has to offer is the chance to work hard at work worth doing. I'm not sure I agree with him about it being the best prize in life, but I think there is a lot to what he said when he said that. One thing I like about my job is the variety of things I get to do, including the occasional oddball opportunity, such as I had last week, snow machine safety training. This was a one-day, one-time thing that now allows me to use government snow machines for my job. Are you kidding? Spending the day around and riding snow machines? I will say I took a lot of flack from coworkers because the machines the refuge has are new Polaris models. My own personal SnowGo is a 94 Arctic Cat Panther Deluxe that I've had for a dozen years. All through the day, I was questioned about how soon it'll be before I run out and buy a new Polaris. I'm kind of enamored with my Panther, so I think the answer is probably not very soon. Actually, getting out on my Panther adds to my enjoyment of living. The food we get to eat here, on a regular basis, is a part of the living we do here that I really enjoy. A freezer full of moose and caribou makes me undeniably happy. And have you stopped to consider just how healthy those meats are? They're low in fat, high in protein, and contain a lot of other things in high amounts that are good for us. And they taste great, irrespective of which is your favorite. Noted American author Henry David Thoreau once wrote, "Moose taste like tender beef, with perhaps more flavor." March is often a terrific reason to get out there and experience life. The reason for that is that March often brings with it a terrific combination of good snow conditions, lengthening hours of daylight, and warmer temperatures, all of which come together to provide for some really terrific opportunities to get outside and do stuff with friends and family. When I first moved here, I heard from others how March is one of our best months. I've been here long enough now to appreciate that sentiment and recognize the truth of it. Well, March is still pretty much closer to the beginning. Do yourself a favor and get outside every chance you can. And when you do get out, share that time with family or friends. March is a great time to include your family in what you do. Well, actually, that's true just any time during the calendar. It can be something as simple as taking SnowGos to wherever you happen to be going rather than a truck or car. Several families that attend our church show up on Sunday mornings on snow machines. One friend often has sleds and inflatable pull-behinds attached to his, and his three young daughters along for the ride, much to their utter enjoyment. Ditto another buddy, who does the same thing for his three sons and his daughter. I try to do the same with my wife and daughters, though my youngest daughter saw her March go up in smoke with knee surgery a week ago. On the plus side, she's 15. She's got a lot of marches to look forward to. Longer, more involved ventures are always more fun with friends and a lot safer as well. I know of several folks who have been out doing things like caribou hunting and had mechanical issues and such that have necessitated leaving a machine in the field for a night or two. Having friends there to help out sure does go a long way towards making that easier to deal with. And friends just make the experience more fun. For all of the successes I've been able to experience while hunting in Alaska, all of them have been made more memorable through sharing the experience with friends. And that's true whether it was me pulling the trigger or I was the one there to help them. The shared laughter, pains, trials, tribulations, and camaraderie are what make each outing something to remember. Family and friends make our life's moments, good and bad, worth living. I realize that many of you listening already appreciate life fully. You recognize the potential of each day and savor the chance to live it. And not every day is going to be something that's a life-changing experience or that offers us the opportunity to experience great triumph. I think one of the things we need to do is accept opportunities as they come along and learn to view what happens through a lens of gratitude. Sometimes bad stuff happens. Sometimes those bad things are really pretty bad, such as a serious injury, and sometimes those bad things are fairly inconsequential, such as my hitch in Gunstock earlier this week. Just remember as you go about your lives here that life is either a daring adventure or nothing, a quote attributed to Helen Keller, and often people will tack on "at all" to the end of it. It's a good quote to keep in mind however you decide to word it. And for what it's worth, it's a part of a larger quote that goes as follows. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. The fearful are caught as often as the bold. Faith alone defends. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. To keep our faces toward change and behave like free spirits in the presence of fate is strength undefeatable. Keller also said the following, "Walking with a friend in the dark is better than walking alone in the light." Well, we weren't walking Monday. We were on snow goes, and it wasn't dark per se, but the visibility was about like that. Friends sure made it a lot more fun. My parting thought for today, we live in the best place in the world. There are so many great things to experience. Get out there and experience them, and take a friend along. To paraphrase Augustus McRae, get the point. It's living I'm talking about. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.